gone, baby, go. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. And until we talk again next hour on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, we'll put our little records away for the time being. Our news update at 9 is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889. The Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 35 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A Homeland Security report uncovered what it called a stunning lack of planning by the Secret Service leading up to the July assassination attempt on former President Trump. More from ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
The review also details ongoing flaws that could lead to tragic results today. The panel said it found corrosive cultural attitudes regarding resources and a troubling lack of critical thinking before, during, and after the assassination attempt.
Former President Trump has no campaign events today, but he will attend the Al Smith dinner in New York. Vice President Kamala Harris skipping that dinner, but she is campaigning in Wisconsin. The Los Angeles Archdiocese will pay $880 million to settle decades of child sex abuse allegations. It's the largest payment from any archdiocese. In Simpson County, Mississippi, south of Jackson, three people were killed, four seriously hurt when a bridge collapsed as it was being prepared for demolition. This is ABC News. More tensions between North and South Korea as the North is revising its constitution to specifically call South Korea a hostile state.
The disclosure comes 2 days after the North blew up frontline road and rail links that once connected the country with the South. North Korea's parliament met last week to rewrite the constitution. Leader Kim Jong-un had called for the change to designate South Korea as the country's main enemy, remove the goal of a peaceful Korean unification, and define the North's territorial sovereignty. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A dramatic conclusion to Game 3 of the WNBA Finals.
Sabrina Ionescu with the biggest shot in Liberty history.
Call on ESPN as the star hit a long-distance three to put New York up by three. They won the game, taking a 2-1 series lead over the Minnesota Lynx. They can win their first title in Game 4 tomorrow. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowling Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingham of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
I'm Eleanor Jelinek, a student at St. Mary's School, St. Mary's Elementary School, and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-thru fish fry on Friday, October 18th in the St. Mary's School parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $11 with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. Hope to see you there.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Sunny and rather breezy today, a high of 65, south winds at 12 to 22. Clear and crisp tonight, a low of 39, sunny, breezy, and warmer Friday and a high of 70. Friday night, clear and cool, a low of 40. Saturday, another great day, mostly sunny, unseasonably warm and breezy, a high of 72. Pleasant and mild with plenty of sun Sunday and 75.
It's time to shift seasons in style at Macy's Fab Fall Sale. Save on all the things you can't wait to wear, like shoe and boot specials 30 to 40% off, and coats for your crew 30 to 60% off. Plus, elevate your tabletop with hosting essentials from Gottinger, The Cellar, Thirsty Stone, and more 50% off. Even better, take an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. Going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Oak Hooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. We've been selling hooch down here for 21 years, but we're getting rid of it, and that means the hard stuff. So we've got Noble Oak, Double Oak Rye, and we've got some great whiskeys and vodkas, and some from Ukraine even, and it's all 20 and 30% discount. Now we're getting rid of it, so you got to come down and get it before it's all gone. Got some great deals, and after that, we'll just have wine and beer. Oak Hooch Books and Libations, always changing, downtown Richland Center.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio. We're here to talk about Tiny Acres Farms and the fourth annual Boo at the Barn trick-or-treat event, which is going to be happening soon. In the studio today, we have Jenny Ferguson, we have Claire Ferguson. We are ready to go with some friends as well. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you in here.
Thank you.
You brought some friends along. Tell our radio audience who you have in the studio with us today.
So we have Sandy, our bearded dragon, with us today.
Okay.
And we have Rooster, our red kangaroo.
And we have Radar, our skunk.
How did Radar get his name, anyway?
Well, you know, you kind of just keep him in your radar. He keeps you in his radar. So you want to stay clear. Skunks have a bad name, so.
You know. Yeah, that's right. But he's been obviously taken care of,
yeah,
right? He's not going to spray the radio announcer here.
No, he won't. He is descented.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome. So is he a new friend to Tiny Acres Farms?
He is a new friend. He's been with us now for, I'd say, maybe a month, 6 weeks. He used to be a pet in the school for first grade classroom. And they thought he needed a new job.
Okay.
So, you know, we thought, hey, why not try adding him to our crew?
Skunks, you mentioned, have a bad reputation. Do they make good pets?
They do make good pets. If you get them socialized early enough, if you get them young enough, Radar is a little bit older, but he's been very well socialized. And you can bond with them. They are litter trained. They're fairly clean. They kind of play. So, yeah, they make pretty good pets.
A lot of people, I've always wondered about that because they seem like little cuddly animals. Yes. When you get past the smell, right?
Right. So he needs a bath. He is due for his bath. But that smell does disappear after it. I mean, it does take a while. After you neuter them, it does take a little while for that smell to disappear.
Okay. Wow. Some new friends there. Tell us a little bit about the bearded dragon, Sandy, Claire, if you would.
So Sandy, she has been with us for probably about 2 years now or so, and she is, it's a little cold for her this morning, so she's got her little winter jacket on so she can stay warm.
And a hood too.
Yes. So she just kind of hangs around with us and she lives her best life.
Bearded dragons, where do they generally live or hail from? Are they naturally in the Midwest, or
no,
where do you find
they're
them?
Usually,
Remy, come on now. A rooster. I'm sorry. Remy's his cousin, right?
Yes. Well, I guess you could call him half or stepbrothers.
Stepbrothers. Okay. The other kangaroo that you have at Tiny Acres Farms.
Yes. So they're more of like southern, South America.
Okay.
They're top, where it's always warm. So her tank usually runs like 101 degrees, and they have to have their temperatures pretty high. So unfortunately, Wisconsin doesn't keep high enough temps for them to be native.
We should have turned the furnace up here at WRCO.
Well, she's got her jacket on. She's okay.
But you probably have to be aware of that, don't you, Jenny, with some of the animals and their climates and things like that and how you keep them?
Yes, we do. A lot of our animals have heat lamps, or they have heat mats, or their enclosures are temp controlled. So yes, we do definitely have to keep that in mind, especially now that the seasons are changing. Like our tortoises, we can't have them outside if it's lower than 60 degrees.
Oh.
So, we have to remember those chilly nights. They have to come in.
I've noticed that rooster has a pretty good coat. Does that go along with the cooler months?
Yes.
Okay.
So a lot of people had wondered, where do they go in the wintertime? They adapt to snow. As long as they have a building that they can get into that has some heat, he's going to take a nap.
Oh, okay. You said he was tired this morning.
Yes, he didn't get his coffee before we came, so
the kangaroo drinks coffee? I didn't know that.
He drinks anything you let him have.
Typically, what is the kangaroo's diet?
So they eat grasses, they eat hays. Their main diet is like Timothy hay, the grass. We do have a kibble that gives a little bit more of their vitamins and that we don't necessarily have in this area.
And cheese balls.
Yes, we found out he likes cheese balls this morning.
Henry gave him a cheese ball, which probably wasn't the best advised thing.
Yeah, well, it's a snack, as long as it's not his main diet.
It's like any of us, everything in right proportions, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tiny Acres Farms, when you have people come through there too, that you probably encourage them not to feed them. Don't bring cheese balls.
No,
right?
Don't bring cheese balls. Yes, we do offer treats. And that is something that's very important, is our animals do have specific diets. So anything that we feed them, we do offer anybody that comes by instead of being able to bring in your own. There are some things, though, that people have dropped off because they have met our Roo family. And they know that they absolutely love Cheerios.
Cheerios.
And so we have gotten boxes of Cheerios before brought for the animals.
So do you pour a bowl of Cheerios, or you just kind of give them a snack out of your hand?
Usually a snack out of our hands. They like to tip over the bowls and make messes. So.
Okay. If there's a prize in the box, do they fight over it then?
Oh, I'm sure they would. Yes.
I'm thinking, Claire, that there's never a dull moment when you go to work, is there?
There's never a dull moment, no. You'll never be bored.
You got to love it. What a learning experience, though, when you find you're going to have a new friend come to Tiny Acres. Do you research it and kind of figure out what you need to do?
Yeah, so definitely we always do our research so we know what we're getting ourselves into. And then when the new friend does come, we call it quarantine. They're kind of by themselves for a little bit before they go and meet everyone else because you never know how they will react. So they adjust to everybody and yeah.
You have animals hanging out from several different continents, you know, mm-hmm. that normally wouldn't hang out. Mm-mm. How does it go, Claire?
It goes pretty good. Rooster hangs out with the dogs a lot and they get along just fine. He's just like one of them. but yeah, everybody does get along. So
it's like a big happy family.
Yeah.
And we have animals that you would never imagine hanging out together. We have a Kota Mundi that she will lay on the back of the dogs or she'll lay on the back of the kangaroos and she'll go to sleep. And those are not animals that you would think that would.
Describe what that is. I'm not even familiar with that.
So they, we call them the Mexican raccoons. They are in the raccoon family, but they do not look like a raccoon. They have the long striped tail like a coon, but their body is...
They sort of look like an anteater. They're native to Mexico and South America. So if you can picture what an anteater looks like mixed with a raccoon, that's sort of what they look like. And they're neat little animals, so...
Have you had an anteater at Tiny Acres Farms?
No.
Maybe in the future.
You never know.
Mm-hmm. So how do the animals come available? Is this kind of like something that you go out and search for, like we'd like to find this animal or that animal?
Sometimes we work with some breeders that are throughout the U.S. that have a variety of different species. And, you know, they'll just be talking and saying, hey, I think, you know, this might be a good, you know, fit for your program or you might be interested in this. And it's kind of how our porcupines came about because I had talked to one of the breeders and it said, you know, we're looking for something a little bit more exotic, but something I can, you know, that's going to be friendly enough that we can use for our programs. And she said, well, I think you absolutely love a porcupine. And what am I going to do with a porcupine? And I have three now. And they are absolutely wonderful. They are very affectionate. They're all full grown, but they will still climb up on your lap. They love to be pets. And it's just, you wouldn't think you'd get that relationship with a porcupine.
You wouldn't. What are their names, by the way?
Bubbles, Pineapple, and Quilbert.
And one of them joined us the last time you were here, correct?
No, that...
I was thinking...
I believe we brought the armadillo the last time we were here.
Okay. Yep. Maybe the time before.
Yeah, I was going to say, I do believe that we did bring a porcupine in one of the times, one of the babies. Yeah.
I'm curious then, you have to be... what do you do for veterinary service and things like that? Because these aren't common animals to treat if they need some help.
No, we have a few different vets that we do use. And of the breeders are also very knowledgeable. So if it's something that's maybe not an emergency or something that might be questionable, we can reach out to the breeders and they have been wonderful at helping us. And a lot of the breeders that we work with have a variety of animals that we will never have here. So they're working with some phenomenal vets that can get back to us too. Our local vets here have been great. They have learned right along with us. So I think that, you know, they don't see all of our animals, but they are starting to see some of our exotic animals.
When you talk about some of the breeders having animals that you would never have here, for example?
So I work with a breeder out of Texas, and they raise, which I didn't even know they made, miniature hippos.
Miniature hippos?
And they have giraffes, and, I mean, they have animals that... are a little bit outside of our mm-hmm. our box.
You'd have to build a shed with a taller roof for a giraffe then, right, Claire?
Yes, we would. It would have to be pretty large.
How many animals are at Tiny Acres Farms?
A lot.
A lot. That's a good answer.
I know we get asked that question often. I haven't actually sat down to even count how many different species we have, because we do have quite a few. But of course, our main focus always will still be on our Highland cows, our cattle. That is what we originally started with. That will always be our thing. But, you know, adding the exotics in has definitely been fun.
I'm guessing feeding time is interesting, Claire, isn't it?
It is. It's definitely a full-time job. of course, everybody, like we talked, has their special diet. So focusing on making sure everybody is fed in the morning, fed at night, and yeah, it's a lot to take care of, so, but we enjoy it, so.
Now, you've been going to a few area schools this year, haven't you? Or you will be?
We have been. We have been really busy with our Zoo to You program. We've been in schools, we've done libraries, nursing facilities, we've done some homeschool stuff, so yeah, that has been wonderful. We kind of did, so we didn't do any tours at our farm this year. We kind of put that on hold, but we still wanted people to be able to see the animals, so we added that program. And it took off a lot faster than I expected it to. So, yes, Emma was very busy this summer. And Rooster has done a lot of birthday parties, and he has a birthday party coming up this weekend, and he had one last weekend, so he's been pretty busy, too, and a lot of reading programs.
Sure. So do people just rent Rooster for the birthday party? Or
pretty much. Uh-huh. He goes and he does his little Roostergram, or his little Roogram. So he'll go and he'll hang out at the birthday party with the kids, and usually it's the adults. But, the kids think it's pretty neat for a couple minutes, but it's more of the adults that ask the questions and are pretty intrigued at. You know,
does he try to get in the birthday cakes and things like
that? I don't think we've had any of that issue.
Now, enlighten me a little bit as far as marsupials are. Does he have a pouch or not?
No. So the female does.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right. Huh. Yeah. It's always a learning experience when you guys come in here to the studios from Tiny Acres Farms. And then you mentioned that you haven't done a lot of tours at your own farm.
No, right? We had some projects that we were doing this year that we wanted to get buttoned up. And for safety reasons, it was just, you know, better not. Just put them on hold. So we haven't done a lot of tours this year, but hopefully we can do some open farm days maybe this next year. We'll see what Mother Nature does, because, you know, we're pretty wet in the spring, so it's hard for us to open up until we dry out.
We want to talk about Boo at the Barn. We will after the break, but that'll be people's opportunity to come out and visit them.
Absolutely.
Sure. More about that coming up. Tiny Acres Farms on the morning show today with some friends as well. Sandy and Rooster and Radar in the studio with us as well. They've been silent so far.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Can the Packers make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Happy fall from Rockwell Automation. This harvest season, we'd like to thank our farmers for everything you do to keep our community strong. On behalf of all of Rockwell, thank you. We look forward to seeing everyone this month at the Canyon of Lights Parade and the Trick or Treat Trail in the park. Be sure to stop by the Rockwell booth on October 25th for some delicious treats.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Tiny Acres Farms on the morning show today from WRCO are some of our favorite guests, certainly our most unique guests as well, with the bearded dragon Sandy, Rooster the marsupial, and Radar the skunk in here. We also have Jenny and Claire. Let's talk a little bit about Boo at the Barn. What makes this year's event a little more unique, Claire?
This year's event, we're getting some enclosures done outside, so we are going to be able to... The public's going to be able to see more of the exotics outside, so I think that's going to make it pretty unique. But of course, it'll still be the same, where you just come on out to the farm and get to see all that we have to offer and have a good time trick-or-treating with the animals.
What is the date for the event, Jenny?
The date is the 27th, so a week from this Sunday.
That time's coming quickly, isn't it?
Very quickly.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you had one of the events, one of the four, it was just incredibly cold, wasn't it?
It was chilly last year.
Was it?
Yeah, it was pretty chilly. We've been very fortunate. We've had a couple days where it was a little colder. I think our second year was gorgeous. It was very warm to where we couldn't even really wear our costumes. So, you know, we're just thankful that we've been able to still have them and weather hasn't, canceled us.
Still, having said that, you've had great crowds, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, our turnouts have been phenomenal, more than we ever imagined. And even the first year was like, wow. And then it keeps getting bigger. Excuse me. And I think that if we have warmer weather, we'll definitely probably have a record number of people. So it's exciting. It's exciting to be able to share our animals with individuals. It's exciting to see everybody come together. And I mean, they just have a good time. And it's not like they come and leave. They're hanging around and playing. And we did the bounce houses last year. We added those. And we added the horse and wagon ride. And, of course, we have our tractor ride still. So it is, it's a fun afternoon.
Tell us about the tractor rides and all of that. How far do they go? Where do they go?
Well, I think their path is, it's kind of not my area. So I think they kind of decide on which path they're going to take. I don't know if they've done the same one every year. To be honest, I haven't even had the tractor wagon ride. but, you know, it's in order to get everybody in, they don't go too far. But I think maybe last year they had gone out into the pasture, and so you're able to buy treats, and so the cows are all around you and, of course, following you, and so it's pretty neat.
What kind of treats do you feed the cows?
Well, right now they're eating like an exotic treat. I have just a big bag for everybody, that way that's, you know, it's easier for events like this. You can feed the same treat to everybody. They eat cattle cubes. They like horse treats because, you know, they like the molasses. our cows will eat fruits and vegetables. They love pumpkins.
Really? So you can kind of recycle and reuse, too, when, yeah, you know, the, yep, things go bad. And...
Yep. So we were actually this last weekend, I believe it was, we were at the Boy Scout, I believe it's Troop 81, and they were carving pumpkins, and they sent all of their pumpkin guts home with us for the animals, and they were devoured immediately.
Seeds and all.
Yes, yes, it doesn't matter. They absolutely love them. So when it's nice, like when we're done with our pumpkins, we just toss them into the fields, and it's also a natural dewormer, so it helps for those critters that, you know, aren't as friendly and don't like to be caught to deworm. And then it's always a surprise the next year when we have pumpkins growing out in the field.
They grow wild.
Yes, yeah, they do.
So are there going to be some photo opportunities on the 26th then, Claire?
Yes. Yeah, so on Sunday, the 27th, will have...
I said the wrong date. I'm sorry, 27th.
Yeah, you can... I mean, obviously, everyone will probably have their phones out. You can definitely take all the pictures that you want. And we do have a Facebook page. We're on Facebook, Tiny Acres Farms. So we just ask that if you do have a couple of pictures that you took, you can go ahead and tag us in the pictures. We would love to see how your day went. And then when the event's all done, we like to see what you all did, because, of course, we are running around, you know, making sure that everything is going smoothly. So we don't always experience everything that we have to offer there. So it's fun to go back and see all of the pictures that the community took. So, yeah, we hope that you go ahead and take pictures. And, yeah.
Kids love animals, don't they?
They do.
Animals of all types.
Animals of all types, yes. They will, they're always very curious, you know, it's like, what is this animal and what do they do? What do they eat? And a lot of the times, I mean, we've worked with the schools and they are very knowledgeable. They do their research and they're like, oh, this animal eats this fruit and this animal likes this plant. So it's really cool to see that the kids are, you know, doing their research and very knowledgeable about the animals. So
yeah, that's got to be rewarding for you to know, mm-hmm, that kids are learning kind of firsthand, aren't,
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yep, they are learning firsthand. And whenever we have a visit out to the farm, it's always fun to see the kids like, oh, can I give them some water? Like, we just had a little boy there last night, and I was like, hey, do you want to get him some water? And he's following me around with a bucket, and so they like to help out as much as they can.
I would imagine that the youngsters remember the names and the animals, too.
Sometimes they do. Yeah. I mean, we have a lot a lot of names to remember, but you'll be surprised that they'll come up and be like, oh, that's pumpkin or that's sugar, and they remember them. And when they do, if they've been to the farm previously, they'll come back the next time and they're like, where's this animal or where's that animal? I want to see this one. And so they do remember that, and it's pretty cool to see that.
Will there be trick-or-treating that day with the barn?
Yes, there will be. So we have our main barn that all of our, I would say, yearling animals are going to be in. They will be trick-or-treating in the barn. So we have 8 pens in there. Every pen has a candy bucket, and there will be a person handing out candy at every pen. So you can just go around the barn at every pen, see a different animal, get candy, and make your way through the barn.
You're encouraging the youngsters to wear their costumes too, I'm sure, aren't you?
Yes, we love to see all the kids come out with all their costumes. So usually at the end of October, it's pretty chilly. It's a good time to put on a nice warm costume. So we're looking forward to all the fun. It's always neat to see all of the different costumes that the kids come up with. Some are homemade, some go to Walmart and buy, but they're also pretty neat.
Should the kids bring buckets or bags for the treats?
Yes. Yep. They can bring a bag, a bucket, so that they can hold all the candy that they get.
Great.
Yeah, carry it around. Usually mom's purse, or you'll see dad's hoodie is their pockets are full. We will have a few bags. We did order some this year just because that has been a reoccurring thing that's kids, tend to forget. So we will have some for sale. Also Halloween, and they're reusable, so they could use them again when they go trick-or-treating in town. We encourage parents to dress up, too. There's actually quite a few parents that do dress up, and that's pretty neat. I mean, they make it a whole family event, so it's really neat to see that.
Where is Tiny Acres Farms located at?
We're located right outside of Boaz. We're in County E. It's going to be hard to miss. I think we're maybe like a mile from the park.
From Boaz Park?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Great. Well, we hope a lot of people will come out and visit. Who's the most popular animal? Not that it's a popularity contest, but who gets the biggest response from the kids?
I would have to say probably Samson.
And what is Samson?
Samson's our camel.
Your camel.
We couldn't bring him today.
No. I wish you would have.
Yeah.
No, that would have been... Hump day was yesterday. So.
Right.
Does Samson have one hump or two hump?
He has one hump.
One hump. Okay.
Yep. So when you talk about photo ops, Samson's all about photo ops. He loves to take selfies with people.
Really?
So, definitely bring your cameras.
Is he kind of conceited, though? He knows he's popular then?
Yes.
Does he?
Definitely.
Okay.
He's a tad bit spoiled.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. So does Samson hang out with your cows then, or how do you keep him?
Well, Samson thinks he's a prince. He doesn't like to leave the barn. We can't get him outside, but it takes a lot of bribing. But he's going to have to come out of the barn for trick-or-treating, because we did have him in there last year and he was stealing candy. And he has pulling down the Halloween decorations. So, he's kind of going through his terrible twos right now.
He's naughty.
He's very naughty. He likes to pick on people. He's taken people's hats, and then he kind of goes in the back of the corner of his pen, and so you can't reach him. He's kind of a little turd.
So I would guess that Rooster and his half-brothers, the marsupials, are probably pretty popular too, aren't they?
They are. Rooster is definitely. And I know, we've always had a baby during Boo at the Barn, so we've always been carrying somebody around in our pouch. And we don't have a baby this year. So Rooster is going to make an appearance. He'll make a few appearances. He can handle bigger crowds. And that was the thing with the babies is, we're just socializing them, and they get overwhelmed pretty quickly. So we'd have to take breaks, and a lot of people missed out on them. But Rooster is going to be out and about. So I think everybody will be able to get a chance to see him.
Some animals are better with noise than others, too, aren't they?
Correct. We try to, desensitize everybody the best we can. But it's hard sometimes when you don't have big crowds like this to be around. And so, and our ones that don't handle noise very well probably will not be available.
When you go to libraries and schools and things like that, are there children's books that kind of go along with some of the animals?
They are. So we do have, Emma does a lot of our programs with the kangaroos and the Zoo to You program. So she does a lot of the reading. And she does have books that are geared towards each animal, but also towards like your social skills. So we change it up depending on the crowd, the age. So it's neat to be able to have something go along with it. We do a lot of the facts books or the learning. And I think that's where the kids probably come back and still tell us like, hey, you know, this animal could jump 30, you know, or run 30 miles an hour, and this one can jump 6 feet. And so it's kind of neat to be able to see that they're remembering what we're reading them. Mm-hmm.
Definitely learning. Absolutely.
Yes.
Rooster, the marsupial, how high can he jump if you let him go right now?
Well, how high can he jump? he is kind of, he's pretty calm. He's kind of lazy.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I've ever even seen him a half a foot off the ground. I would say
his vertical leap isn't real great.
It's not real great, uh-huh. But they can jump a 6-foot fence.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
And you told me that he can balance on his tail, too.
Yes. So a lot of people, as soon as they see the kangaroos, they think about boxing and fighting.
Yep.
And so when they're like that, they're up on their back tail, and this, so they balance completely on their back tail. So that back tail is incredibly muscular. It's very thick, and it hurts to get hit with.
I bet. It's a club.
Yes, yes. And so they can completely balance on their back tail. So when the boys do spat sometimes, not horribly enough to where, you know, you can walk in and break it up. And but both of them, when they're both on their back tails, they're as tall as me, and I'm only 5'2".
Oh, my goodness. Then you just make them go to their corner, or they're grounded, or
sometimes.
What do they do?
Yeah, okay. Yep, I'll separate them. And so they do have a cage in the garage also, to where if, you know, we have to lock them up in the house. So sometimes one gets put in timeout. They'll get separated to different rooms. We'll sometimes just break it up, but if they continue, it's just like children. I mean.
Mm-hmm. What about goals for Tiny Acres Farms? Do you have some things in the forefront, or maybe some wants?
We do. We have our main goal right now is just to get some of our enclosures finished, buttoned up. And so that way some of our animals that we did have as babies are now ready to move outside. And we're ready for them to move outside. And so that way everybody else can see them too. So that's our main goal, I think, is being able to get all their neat enclosures up and maybe designed to more of their habitat. So I'm looking forward to that.
And with winter coming on, Claire, that presents some other challenges too, I'm sure, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. So obviously we live in Wisconsin and it gets very cold. So with these enclosures outside, we would need to make sure that they had shelter. And I mean, when it gets really cold, that's when we do bring them in the house or the barn. So we just need to be aware of that.
Could you go over the hours for Boo at the Barn again and the dates?
Sure. So Boo at the Barn is this coming, or next coming Sunday, October 27th, and it is from 1 to 4 p.m.
Okay.
So when you do arrive at the farm, it will be all decorated in Halloween. So we are starting actually this week. We will be decorating the barn, everything Halloween themed. It's not going to be scary though. It's nothing to, that little kids should be scared of. It's just more of a friendly Halloween. I mean, there could be some things that kids are, scared of.
The clowns.
Uh-huh.
But it's not meant to scare the kids. Our main goal is just to, we want them to be able to go through the barn, and it's decorated Halloween themed, and go trick-or-treating with the animals, see all the animals, and it's kind of a different approach to Halloween.
If you let the skunk loose, Radar, that might be kind of haunting for some people.
It could be. Right? They probably would not, if they weren't aware that we had the skunk. I mean, they wouldn't. They'd be like, oh my gosh, there's a skunk loose. And so, but no, Radar will not be loose outside during the event. That would cause some issues. But we, I mean, we're looking forward to seeing everybody come out. We will have, so us as Tiny Acres, we do have sweatshirts that are going to be available for people to purchase. There also are treats for the animals to feed the animals to purchase. So yeah, and I just did want to add that this event, it's grown in popularity over the last couple of years, and it is free. It's a free event to the public. So we don't ask, there's no admission fee or anything like that. And that is caused by our sponsors. So we do have sponsors for this event, and we are very grateful to all of them, because this event would not be able to be put on without all of our sponsors. So
did you want to list them, Claire?
We do have a lot.
Oh,
I won't be able to list all of them on the radio. Some of the major sponsors that we have here: Meister Cheese, Chiasen Smoke, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Boaz Sunrise Septic Service, American Insurance Services, Able House LLC, RCM Miniature Cattle Company, Julie Karen State Farm, Inspired Innovations, The Cutting Edge, Express Heating and Air, and Fergie's Speed Shop are just to name a few. We'll be going around town with our flyer that does list everybody's name that contributed to our event. And again, we are just very grateful. This event wouldn't be able to happen without them.
No doubt. I think it's going to be an awesome opportunity for grandmas and grandpas and moms and dads to take those kids out, get some nice pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I'm very excited. And everybody, I think, is always looking forward to our big Halloween event. So yeah, we're excited.
And this is kind of like the last big Tiny Acres event of the year, isn't it?
Yeah. So in the past, like this past year, Mother Nature wasn't the best. We had some flooding early on in the year, and it took some time for that to dry out. And again, we were working on projects, so we weren't open as much this year. In the previous years, we've done private tours, so we'd had a lot of families come out and just kind of tour the farm, and we weren't able to do that much this year. So yeah, this does kind of mark the ending point of the season. So we just give it our
big best. Thank you.
Big thank you to everybody. And yeah,
we do have some awesome vendors that are going to be there that day also. So come hungry, support our community. We have the local 4-H, the Boaz Boosters will have a table, Three Roosters Coffee, and TKO. Hawaiian Shaved Ice will be back again. And what else am I missing? Utter Brothers will be there. Mm-hmm. So definitely come hungry.
Mention the animals like ice cream too, if you were going to give it to them.
I'm sure. I'm sure some of them definitely would. Some of them have sweet tooths. Yes.
When Claire was talking about the flood in the spring, I was thinking about Noah should build an ark because, you know, you've got a lot of the animals right there, you know, right?
And, yeah. You know, our exotics, we try to do in twos, so.
They'd be all there and ready there.
Right.
So, and in terms of the cattle that you have there as well, people can view them.
Yes, we do have a couple of our young weanlings left. We do have a couple babies left, so they'll be able to see some of the little baby Highlands. But of course, we still have our cows, and I know people love being able to see those. We also have a new addition. He's only been here for about a week and a half, and his name is Theo. He is a miniature Zebu, and when you talked about photo op opportunities, Theo is in his early stages of socialization. He is trying out for our therapy program. So it would be a perfect opportunity for kids to be loving up on him and taking pictures with him. So definitely make sure to seek him out.
A Zebu, is that what you said?
Yes. So okay. It's a cow. I don't know if you remember Forrest.
Yes.
Yeah, so he is the same breed as Forrest. He is... He's red and white, and he's, like I said, he just turned 2 weeks old. So he is early stages of potentially being a therapy pal.
And when you mention therapy pal, then do you rent out animals then? How does that work?
We don't necessarily rent them out, but we do spend a lot of time with, we'll go into schools, and I'm hoping to maybe get into even like the schools, but like test days. And so there's so much, research done that animals calming and calming during test days, and who wouldn't, be relaxed being able to calm a calf on a test day and kind of forget about some of those nerves. And so that's kind of, I guess, some goals for Theo. He has some pretty big shoes to fill. So we're hoping that this will work out. We've tried a few that haven't been successful, but this little guy has some potential. He's right now, like I said, he's in the early stages, so he just needs lots and lots of socialization, desensitizing. So little kids are the best objects for that. So you can seek him out, that he'll be available that day.
Animals are like people too, with different personalities, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yes.
Some are introverts and some are extroverts.
And we have almost every personality on the farm.
I bet you do. The other thing I thought about, Claire, was, with our kids, sometimes we're like, oh, they do the cutest things. And then you want them to do something when somebody's around, and they won't do it. They just sit there. Are the animals like that as well?
They are. They are exactly like that. I mean, it never fails that you have someone come out to the farm and you're like, oh, I want you to see this calf. He is so lovable. He is so cuddly. And you can go up to him and just pet him, and he'll lay there. And the day that they arrive, he just has a spell of, I'm going to bounce off the walls, and I don't want to stay still. So, I mean, it's just like little kids. They have their days where they just want to go out and do their own thing, and that's what we just have to let them do. We can't change that. So
we have to remember that they are animals.
Sure.
That happens a lot. So I think about that when we have photographers wanting to use some of the animals for our shoots. They never do what they're supposed to do. And to take into consideration, you trying to get your kid to sit there and smile and do a pose how you want them to, and then you have to get this animal to cooperate with. It's sometimes photo shoots that might be slotted for an hour are 3 to 4 hours.
Wow. Ah.
It's,
The photo looks so easy.
It does, and you look at that. You look at these pictures online and you say, oh my gosh, that's gorgeous. I want to do it. That people don't realize how much work goes into that picture. And the photographer has probably taken hundreds of pictures to get that one.
So, yeah. And people, our listeners can't see, but he's taking a nap now. The kangaroo rooster, he's out, isn't he?
Yeah, he's out. He's got his head on the carpet sleeping.
He is sleeping right now. So we've put him to sleep. I do that to a lot of people when I'm on the air. I don't know what it is. Boo at the Barn on the 27th. And we just hope a lot of people will come out.
Absolutely. So we do have the parking's changed a little bit. It's going to be in the field across from the farm like it was before, but the entrance has changed. So the entrance is going to be a little bit further down, close to the first house on the right there. There'll be a driveway, and there's going to be people down there directing traffic like there always has been. We ask please to respect the parking area. We have farmers that let us use their fields, and we don't want to lose that opportunity, because if we don't have a place for you to park if we do. So please be respectful to his land. And I know last year there were some people that didn't want to wait to get out, and they were driving through the ditch. And so, he makes a living off of that field, and we use it for one day. So we need to respect that.
That's a good point. And then certainly, again, County E.
County E, right outside of Boaz.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People can find their way. I know you've got some socials posting, all the details too, don't you?
Yes. And if anybody has any questions, definitely reach out to us. Absolutely. Might take us a couple days because it's kind of crazy right now getting everything ready, but we will get back to you.
Wonderful. Well, it's a great opportunity for our community, and thanks for what you do.
Thank you.
You bet. Tiny Acres Farms joining us here today. Jenny Ferguson and Claire Ferguson, and the bearded dragon Sandy, who chose not to be interviewed today. Radar the skunk, I think he's asleep now too, isn't he? Yep. And Rooster the kangaroo, he's out like a light too. Tiny Acres Farms, our subject today on The Morning Show.
My name is Arlene Meyer. I am with Senior Voters for CARE Wisconsin. I have farmed, driven a school bus, served on the county board, and raised four sons. Now, I am a resident at Pinecrest, the nursing home owned by Lincoln County. I believe in free and fair elections. It is the right of every American to vote, and I encourage everyone to exercise it. This November 5th, I'm casting my vote for Senator Tammy Baldwin. Living in a nursing home, I understand the skill, the commitment, and the compassion that is required to provide high-quality care. Senator Baldwin understands this too. That's why she's working to raise wages for care workers across the state, including in small towns like mine. Vote for Senator Tammy Baldwin on November 5th.
Paid for by Movement Strategy Center Action Fund, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. MSCActionFund.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballway. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share, so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call